Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DG, S1041 FM, KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Still gorgeous out there. Going to get about to 90, 91 by the end of the week, which even me, who hates the heat, is like, okay, that's okay.
It'll be fine.
We can deal with that.
Sure.
One last gasp on my air conditioner of the season. I don't run that thing.
Made it another year.
I set it pretty high. I'm fine. Like, I don't need it super, super low, but I should just crank it. Get it down
just
to
for
like,
the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it.
See what happens.
How was everyone's weekend?
Nice.
Quiet.
Good.
Yeah, chilling.
Me too. Birthday weekend, very quiet.
Yeah.
But that's you know.
To me, that's good.
The way I wanted it.
Right.
I mean, what was my alternative? Going clubbing?
Wow. You could.
You could have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think
so. You could have gone to the east side.
Well, didn't say I didn't.
Yeah. It's a bottle service.
I just said it was quiet.
Can any of us name a club that we would be able to roll up to?
There was that one that got shut down. Right.
I can't name a single club.
No.
I think it was called Rain.
McDonald's.
There's McDonald's.
Taco Bell.
If 64 West was a club back in the day, I've been to a club. Yeah, I just didn't grow up in the age or area for clubs.
Yeah.
It was bars. Grew up playing music in bars, going to bars, watching music. That was...
Aren't they kind of the same thing? Just maybe a little more dance floor in one of them?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I've never been to a club, so I can't answer that question.
At least that's how I remember it, being like, what's the, because I remember asking some buddies, like, well, what's the difference between this and the bar? And basically, like, that dance floor.
Did you go to clubs in Miami?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Basically the same one, though. We always went to Penrod's. It was really cool. It's a good vibe, right on the beach. You go out on the back, like the back, they had a big old deck, and then you could just walk out onto the beach. It was cool.
Were you going to talk to a girl guy?
I was to talk to anybody person.
I would talk to anybody if they weren't a girl.
Oh. I have a feeling I was like looked upon as the, oh yeah, he's not from here guy.
Well, you didn't quite fit in. You'd have been a novelty though.
Like, why is there a 17-year-old pale northerner here?
Yeah. Sandra Chomko Barnett, another great name, says, did you go to Stages in Madison? Oh boy, did I. That was my place. It was over where the racetrack is now, just a big S-kicker rock and roll bar with really great bands, big barn-looking kind of thing. That's where they had nickel beer night.
Whoa.
That was my Penrod's.
All right.
Yeah, that was my place. Granny's Rocker.
And that is what?
It was in Granite City. It was another rock club.
Okay.
It's where they had bars where they play rock music. Is that what that is?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's where they had the Granny's Fanny contest that I kept wanting to get in because I was in really good shape and I was very vain. Mm. So, yeah.
Was it for gentlemen?
It was for both.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a winner, male and female winner each time.
Okay.
Yeah. Each time I'd put on my best bikini underwear and go in my best tight jeans because I was a douche and get there and then chicken out. They'd be like, it's time for Granny's Fanny Contest. I'm like, oh, I need to make a phone call.
How often did they do this?
Weekly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeesh. That's a lot.
That's how you get people coming in the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think you had that many butts around.
I'm assuming that was a crowded night.
Oh, it was crowded all the time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's back in the day when everyone went out.
No, that's true. That's true. That was a going out time period.
Yes. Yes, yes. Got something going on with my eye. If anyone out there has a good home remedy online, put it in the comments. Like the whole weekend, it was just one of those, like everyone gets these. I don't know if it's a sty or an infection. I don't think it's pink eye or anything like that. But just like kind of swollen and sore, that only kind of sore your eye gets where you feel like there's something in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the little crap you wake up with in the morning. And then it's like hot compresses, cold compresses, blah, blah, blah. I almost didn't do the stream today because I didn't want to look like a monster.
You can't see it on the stream at all.
You can't see anything.
I already have hooded eyes, which I'm not crazy about. And then you add that, it's just like not, you know, I'm only working with so much here.
I know the feeling.
I can't afford one of my pins to go down. So.
I know the feeling.
I got a call from Europe on my birthday.
Oh.
That's cool. Oh, what did they want?
Yeah. Just a bunch of Europeans who listen to the show.
We need a new prime minister.
It's Hans and Franz.
Nick was over there, and I feel so fancy that one of my kids is in Europe. I had, by the way, nothing to do with it. He went with Bree's family. I couldn't have less to do with it. But I'm like, oh, yes, my child is summering in France. He's taking a jaunt to Italy. He'll be back for 2 days.
Is he having, like, the best time ever?
Certainly looks and sounds like it.
That's cool.
Yeah. What's he been up to? Like, where's he been?
Oh, he's been all over the
place.
Well,
you know where he was this weekend because he got a lot of steps in.
Yeah.
30,000.
In Venice. Oh, dude, Venice is a lot of walking.
Gee.
It's worth it.
I thought you sat in the boat the whole time.
No. I mean, you can go in the gondolas, but you don't. You got to walk. There's lots of walking.
He said that Venice was the most lived up to its reputation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. You're like, yeah, this is still a thing, huh? This floating city.
Yeah.
It's floating, but it's like got these massive old ass buildings on it, and you're going into a castle, and you're going into the, well, it's not a castle, sorry. It's a palace. It's the Doge's palace, which is really cool, by the way.
What's a Doge?
That was the guy in charge of Venice back in the day.
All right, sir.
That's like the local administrator. Not quite king, but like in charge, governor type.
Yeah. I got two or three numbers and the Powerball after hearing that the Powerball was in Missouri. So it was, what, Sunday morning, and I'm watching like the 8 a.m. news or whatever it is, and they're like, Powerball in Missouri. And I've always told you guys, once I hear it's Missouri, I know I've won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the Powerball up there, and I got $20 worth, so I had two sheets. And the first thing I look at is the Powerball, and I got it. And then I look at the numbers, and I didn't have the first two, but I had two. And that was like, it made me look at it more. Like, maybe that's not an 8.
Are you sure that's an 11?
Maybe that really is 19.
Maybe it's just printed funny. Probably check that at the place you bought it.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you something. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, because don't you have to, isn't there like secondary prizes if you get like 5 of the numbers, they give you $20 or whatever?
I'm stupid. I've never once checked my... I've never once taken a non-billion-dollar winning ticket into QT or whatever it is and said, will you look at this for me? I just haven't done it.
I would be worried that they would look at it and be like, no, this is nothing.
Yeah,
be stupid, and then I'd go, yes.
No, it pushes several of my weirdo buttons.
I get you.
I don't want to do something wrong. Like, the line's over there for that. I don't want to look stupid. I'm sure I would. So I probably left money on the table. Not just this time, but other times.
But you got to get pretty close to get something, right?
Don't know.
I thought you had to get all but one or something like that.
Maybe.
Or all but two. No idea anymore. Soon, you don't buy lottery tickets, you don't have to worry about it.
Here's an article here from The Hill. Didn't win the Powerball jackpot? Your ticket may still be a winner.
Oh.
So don't give up.
I gave up.
Okay, Dave's thinking about how he already like set it on fire.
I already gave it, threw it away.
Shredder.
Yeah. All right. Well,
they say it takes $5 million to live the American dream. That if you want to live the American dream, which, you know, I think we all have an idea what that means, but it's going to cost you $5 million. 1.6 of that is just retirement. That's the new number. That minimum, not like to have a great retirement, they're saying minimum, an American needs 1.6 million when they retire, which I'm going to guess most people don't have.
Yeah. Most people don't have anything close to that. So it's 5 million overall from the time you're 18 until you die. That's what this
pretty much
survey says.
Okay. Yes. To have kids and a house and a retirement and so forth and so on.
Yeah, I mean, there are, I'm going to say most people will never reach that level of financial comfort. So when we have conversations about, like, is the American dream dead? Like, whatever it means to you, just know according to that metric, like, most people are not going to be able to hit that.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Yeah, 1.6 million. Yes. The whole Social Security thing, I feel like there are plenty of people out there and they're like, well, that's how I'm going. Like, that's their main thing they're relying on. So that's scary because that could be going away at some point.
Wheels, you have a hot take on the Phillies, Karen?
So you guys have seen this? Have you guys,
Andrew and Rich,
you see
it? Who haven't.
So it was Phillies Marlins game and Harrison Bader hit a home run. And in the outfield section where he hit it, it was pretty open, right? It's kind of a wide open area. And on, if you're facing the like, if you're just watching it on TV, to the left of your screen, there's a group of people, including a lady in a white Phillies jersey, and the ball kind of hits near there. From the other side of the section, a dude runs over as the ball's in flight and was going to try to catch it. Nobody caught it. It was on the ground. Guy picks it up. As everyone's reaching for it, including the Phillies Karen lady.
Yeah.
And he picks it up and then he runs back over to the other side of the section and he gives it to his kid. And the lady chases him down and screams at him until he gives it to her. And here's my hot take on this. Why is the lady the only jerk in this scenario? She's a jerk. She's getting destroyed online. And by the way, the online investigators have already named at least two people
who
incorrectly.
Yes.
Like doxed two people that were not this lady. But this lady was a jerk. She missed out on a ball. It's a baseball. You can buy one at the gift shop, man. It's like that thing's not going to be worth anything. It's not that. It's a baseball. But she follows this guy over and berates him until he gives it to her. Takes it from his kid, who looked like he was about 12. And gives it to the woman. But why is the guy also not a jerk for running across the entire section to steal a ball from other people that were sitting there?
I wondered that.
Because I hate those people. I hate the people that are going to run across aisles or jump down over rows and fight for a ball. I mean, to me, this is the hot take. Where everybody's mad at Phillies Karen. Why are we not just as mad as the jerk who's running across the thing and taking a ball from other people from where it's sit? Like, stay in your area. If the ball's hitting your area, great. Scramble for it, catch it, whatever. But if you're running across 10 or 12 seats to try to steal it from other people or take it from other people, because I guess it's not technically stealing, well, then you're also kind of a jerk, too.
So then are you saying Phillies Karen is a little bit justified?
No, because she should have just let it go, right? Like, the guy gave it to a kid. It's not like this guy was going to keep it. He gave it to his son. I just don't think any of it's worth anything, and this is kind of emblematic of where we are. Everybody makes a big deal about everything. Nothing's just a nothing burger. Nothing can just be let go. And that includes people's reactions to the Phillies Karen. Mm-hmm. Can you not just, like, make fun of her and let it go?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to dox this person? She was a jerk. She comes over and is yelling at a grown man because he took a baseball that she did not catch. Like, you're not entitled to it. Nobody deserves it. But at the same time, I think this whole thing that people get into about baseballs and pushing and shoving and fighting over them and running up and down sections is just idiotic. And I really wish teams would ban it. Just stay where you are. You're not. It's not a prize. You're not going to be able to sell this ball for $1,000.
I'll fall on my sword. I'm guilty of it, though. I enjoyed hating Phillies Karen over the weekend.
I get it. I do, too. But I hate the guy, too. And I also hate the people that want to turn this into a, you know, 24-hour, 48-hours investigation.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's fine to see that woman and be like, oof. That was awful.
Amen. She's
awful.
So did
but
I.
There is that weird thing when too many people on the internet get a hold of something where eventually it turns into, and I think it is a smaller number of people who are doing this, but they can have that big impact, where these people go like, and now we have to ruin her life. Now I want to see her fired. Now I want to see her banned from all ballparks for the rest of time. Now I want to see genuine real-life bad things happen to this person just because she was like a jerk one time and I got caught on video.
I remember watching a special, Don't F with Cats, mm-hmm. and it was about online sleuths and warriors who went after this guy who was evidently killing cats. Anyone who kills a cat is a psychopath, and you deserve what you get. Mm-hmm. But after watching that documentary, I was afraid of the online people as I was that dude. Like, they were just obsessed.
They'll find you.
Yeah.
But for everything.
Yeah.
Like, and again, it's one thing for something that, like, you're talking about. Something violent.
Yeah, if it's preventing, like, violent crimes
but, I mean,
and
like,
stuff.
why are we losing our minds because someone acted like a total jerk? Which this lady did. She acted like a total jerk. Why do we have to then, you need to be fired, and you need to be shamed, and you need to be, you know, I mean, mocked is okay with me, because that happens.
You know this. You're asking a rhetorical question, but I'll give you the real answer, is if this would have happened 20 years ago, it would have been a thing,
yeah.
but it would have been done in seconds. This is like having a new product on the shelf. Like, outrage and hatred towards someone and the gang mentality of let's get them is a fairly recent product that we can purchase.
Yeah.
And so, because had this happened 10, 15 years ago, I would have had a bad feeling about this lady, but I would have never thought about it again. But every time it came up on my TikTok, I looked at it. So, I'm just as guilty of buying that hate product as anyone else. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KNOX. We're just talking about the Phillies Karen that everyone saw on TikTok over the weekend. Somebody, I guess, I'm putting it together from reading the stream, tried to make the analogy about the zipper merger, which is...
No, yeah, but I think Blair was giving me a hard time being funny, because Blair said, so the guy that stays in a lane up until the zipper merge and cuts in, I don't know, it's not written clearly, says a fan can't leave their seat and try to catch a ball. Yeah, because one of us is following instructions. And I included the link to MoDOT saying you should zipper merge.
I don't think the guy... I understand what you're saying about the guy who ran down the empty row, but I don't think that he did anything crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
I think most people...
It's just jerky.
First
just
of all,
calm down, man.
Everyone loses their friggin' mind at a foul ball.
Yes, that was a home run ball, so it was even crazier.
Yeah, a home run ball.
Yeah.
And so would I do it? No. I wouldn't run down an empty row towards an older woman and take a ball she might have a chance at. But I'm also kind of a punk. I'm not going to fight someone for a ball.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I don't think that what he did was anything like what she did.
Yeah, I think that what he did is rude and not what you should do. But her storming over there to give him a piece of her mind was worse than what he did.
How does this story change if the person he took the ball away from was a 10-year-old kid?
Oh, it changes completely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But that's my point. He doesn't know who he's taking it from when he's doing it, which is why at sporting events, stop doing that. Stop running across rows to cut people off and grab a baseball or whatever thing. Just be an adult. It's okay. Like, if the ball's hit to you, you'll get it. If it's not, you don't get it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've been at too many games and it's not as big a thing as it seems to me because I see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody just calm down. Stay in your area. That ball is not changing anybody's life. And again, flip the whole thing. If the guy was sitting where the ball was hit and some guy or lady ran in front of him and took it from him, do you think he'd have been pleased with it?
No.
Now, would he have followed them? I don't know. Maybe not. She's a jerk. That's not in question. She's got to let it go, and he should stay where he was. I mean, again, if you reverse the exact situation, he would be pissed if somebody took a ball from his feet that landed right at his feet. Right? Or at least irritated, maybe not to the degree, again, maybe not to the level of overreacting.
I think it's interesting because I think it is, and I'm not being serious here much, but it is sort of like a type of temporary insanity.
It sure seems like it.
Like, you just lose it.
Yeah, yeah. It sure seems like it. You're not wrong.
Then you're
there.
Like, oh, sorry about that.
You snap back to your senses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Monday. Karen Monahan on the stream says, all of a sudden, after all this time joking about it and laughing, I'm finally tired of the Karen thing. Can we pick another name?
Yeah.
Man, I feel for you.
I do too. Yeah. For everybody who's just born Karen and then like,
yeah,
you're normal, but you get lumped in.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. If, like, Dave were the accepted name of every Delbert who ever lived. Like, oh, I'm Dave. That sucks.
Yeah.
This blows. I wonder how the Karen thing got started.
Yeah, how did we all settle on the name Karen? That just kind of came out of nowhere.
I think that was just a, like...
No one pushed back, though.
No one pushed back because I think, if I recall correctly, how it came about as essentially just like a generic, like, white lady name.
Yeah.
Like the name of a...
They even tried to do a male Chad, and that didn't work. Everyone, now it's just that you're a male Karen.
Like for Karen... a while, they tried Kevin, and it didn't stick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's fine. Go ahead. That's all right.
I have to say this. So on the stream, Kevin says the guy was just as big a jerk as she was, almost as big a jerk.
No, she was the bigger jerk, but they're both wrong.
Right. And most people on the stream are saying that he wasn't a jerk because the row was empty and he just ran in his own row to get it. And Rach was so cute on the break, she's like, some people are saying he didn't do anything wrong.
That was funny.
So
it was really funny.
I disagree.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
who cares? That's funny.
Doesn't matter to me.
Were there other people where the ball was and he was trying to take it? Then,
Rach, what's the COVID pause?
Okay, the COVID pause is the idea that a lot of young people in particular, but all sorts of people, feel kind of developmentally stuck where they were at the beginning of COVID.
Wow.
Which I've never made this connection, but I've said on the show a couple of times, like, yeah, for whatever reason, when I'm thinking of like my general age and how old I am, my mind goes to 28. I'm not 28 anymore. It's been a long time since I've been 28. That's still where my mind goes. And when I read this article about the COVID pause, I realized, holy cow, I was 28 when COVID started. So I'm not saying it's like a scientific fact, but I bet a lot of people are like, oh, okay, my life is kind of on pause right now because the whole world is on pause. But of course, the world keeps spinning. Life goes on, whether or not it feels like it. So some folks feel, you know, stuck in that time period.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, just an interesting explanation for the way some people feel.
I was thinking not that long, like just over the weekend, I was thinking about how weird it is that it does feel like, it feels like two different like realities almost to me, like two different worlds.
Yeah.
Like that maybe. And I think also the fact that it was such a even year, like 2020, like very easy to draw a line there. But I do feel, whether that's stupid or not, I feel like there is a line drawn in my head when I think about the passing of time, that it's like before then and after then. And sometimes you'll watch like a YouTube video and you'll see that it was recorded like, you know, August 2019 or whatever. And I just can't help but think like, y'all got no idea.
Well, I think that's a really normal, I mean, it was a global pandemic. Like, and people are going to make a note of that.
And also, everyone who went through it knows that today is not like 2020 or 2021. You don't see people in masks. You don't. It's like it's different. It's kind of over. But the fact that we're still screwing around with the COVID vaccine and who can get it and who can't, and it's going to cost this much money and XYZ, like, it just can kind of keeps it going. You know, it just sort of keeps it alive. Like, I took a COVID test last week. I was not only not feeling well, I was feeling that weird kind of not well where it's just sort of like, I think I have COVID, and took two tests and negative. But, you know, it's in our heads now.
Yeah. But I mean, over time, that's just the most recent, what do we call it, like mile marker event, right? I mean, 9/11 was that. Nothing after 9/11 was ever the same as it was before. Nothing. Yeah. And it's going to be, and it was that, you know, I wasn't alive yet. You were not alive yet, right? You were, or about to be, like with JFK.
Yeah.
That was a world changer.
Yeah.
That changed. There's a before and after for the people that were young adults, or even just anybody that was an adult, even kids that were old enough to understand it. It's a before and after. You know, World War II was a before and after. The Great Depression. There's always these things, but the latest one, and it's different, I think, in part because it did impact everyone directly, as opposed to the other things impacting a few thousand people directly, but everybody else kind of from a distance, right?
Yeah, I was created within a couple of weeks of JFK being shot.
Right.
It's kind of creepy. Mom and dad are kind of monsters.
Reincarnation of JFK, maybe. I don't know.
Oh!
Yeah, I've seen enough.
You're the one they're waiting for.
Welcome back, JFK.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Welcome back, JFK.
But I think Kevin is kind of onto something there. Like, when I watch those YouTube videos in August 2019, and I think that, I don't think, like, I wonder if they were really affected by, you know, COVID or whatever. Because I know that they were. It's kind of a universal experience that we all went through that it's easy to relate.
Rach, want to see Kevin get mad again?
Uh-oh. Sure.
Hit him.
I don't want to see anyone get hurt. Certainly not a player. But I kind of love when people run on the field. I just find it entertaining.
It's entertaining. It's good.
Oh, it happened this weekend at Busch, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Are you talking about like storming the field, or are you talking about the streakers?
I'm more with you on the storming. I think the storming looks great. Like when KU beat whoever they beat, when Phoebe was there, and they stormed the field, they pulled up the goalpost, they threw them in the pond. That seems like a ton of fun. But I get why, hey, if you run out on the field, you get what you get, you don't throw a fit. And if you get your leg broken or a concussion, don't come crying to me. I get that. The running on the field, it's wrong. It's illegal. I don't want to see a player be frightened, much less hurt. I don't want to see the person get hurt. But I would be lying if I said I didn't find it entertaining. That's all I'm saying. Mm.
You're not turning the channel when somebody goes running on the field.
Yeah, it happened. Did you?
Yeah,
guys,
right. Because I want to see him get tased.
Did you guys see the footage from this weekend of that happening at Bush?
I did not.
It seems like they were maybe sitting in the green seats or something and just hopped over, and because they didn't like go onto the field necessarily.
You know how
they
those were very people in the close green seats are.
Mm-hmm. It's a strong temptation. I would feel very tempted. Like maybe I'll just stand for one second, then hop back over.
Went to the game yesterday. Was sitting in my favorite section, 250. Right behind home plate, section up, but I was in the shade and I was freezing my nuts off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is weird when it's been 99 degrees, but it was too cold. So we moved to Big Mac Land and it was great because you got the sun and everything. Then they do the stupid ass, we do the worst things at Busch Stadium. I'm sorry. You know what a fan I am. You know how much money I've spent of my own money going to games, but we do such stupid crap. Press your luck. And it's the Simba cam and all this stupid... So they're doing the Simba cam, and there's this lady in the front row of Big Mac Land when it's just a straight down thing. Now, a good part of this is my own fear, because when I was in the front row of Big Mac Land, I was leaning backwards during the national anthem, because I have a thing about heights. Mm-hmm. But she had her baby, which was under a month, and held it up and put it on top of her head, standing in the front row Big Mac Land.
Mm-mm.
And we're just like, whoa, put the baby down. What are you doing? What if a bird flew by? What if you got startled? It was just like, oh my God. So anyway, that drove me crazy.
I understand. That would make me really anxious too. I mean, the only way to deal with it though is to just realize it is not even crossing that woman's mind that something bad could happen.
No.
She's probably having an amazing day and she's like, I want to be on the Simba cam. Yeah. Get up here, newborn baby.
Maybe.
I don't mind stuff like that though.
Well, it's not my baby. I mean,
No. I mean like the Simba cam and the press your luck. Like I don't care. I'm assuming there are other stadiums that are 10 times.
And maybe it's just that I go to so many games. I'm like, really? It's press your luck time again?
That's what
really?
I always have
no
to fight.
Whammies?
That's what I have to fight is you've been to so many games. Is it just that?
It's just tired.
Is it just that you go to so many? It's like a lot. Or is it like even for the person that's there 3 times a year, is it too much?
Yeah, I mean.
And by the way, not too much stuff because. The trend is more stuff.
I'm kind of a purist, as you know.
Yeah.
I would be okay, I think, if they didn't do anything. I just like, you know, John
Hewlett.
Just
play some good music. And
the Oregon guy, I'm fine with it. It's a baseball game. But if you are going to entertain / distract me, let's not do the same 70s game we've been doing. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hater.
They should play Craigslist Prices Right instead.
We should
suggest some DGS games that they could play at Busch Stadium. I think they could get some mileage out of Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think they play that.
There's a rain delay. They can do Sweet 16. It'd be fun. Studio Feud with Ricky
Just
and John.
Just let us take over the entertainment.
Yeah.
Have a corn dog eating contest.
Oh,
that would be so much fun. Did you eat any this weekend, Rachel?
No. But I did, Kurt brought home some corn dogs early Saturday morning after he went to the grocery store. Yeah, didn't break into them. You know, they're frozen, so they'll stay good for a long time.
Is that
time.
Allowed to have them in the house and not crack it open?
Without
not
making four at a time.
I had six.
No, we watched.
Is that a 2 week total? 21.
We watched the video of the corn dog segment, and Kurt had Andrew's back 100% on the corn dogs. Oh, yes.
How so?
He's like, that's not a crazy amount.
15?
No.
Because it was over 3 days.
15 of anything would be kind of a lot in 3 days.
15 at once.
Yeah, 15 at once would be a little much.
If I said to you guys I had 15 cheeseburgers over 3 days, you'd probably think that's a little bit much.
But that's if it was a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah, cheeseburgers are significant. A cheeseburger implies that it's like a half pound with bread.
I love Kurt, but I'm kind of persuaded by the senator from Michigan.
No.
Like if I said I had 15 Klondike bars.
You can't say you're convinced by him before letting me give my defense. That's not fair.
I've heard your defenses.
They don't stop the trial after the prosecution and then go like,
they
I'm kind of hurt.
Pretty good to
I'm kind of hurt enough, honestly.
Okay, I just looked up Andrew's corn dogs. These Craven corn dogs, they're 180 calories per dog.
I don't know what that means.
That's low in calories. You're fine.
Like, I don't know if this is on my side or not.
Andrew's like, exactly.
I was sure.
They're not too caloric. I think
no, but I bet they're not real healthy.
A burger is solid. It is solid meat. It is a block of solid meat with toppings and bread and everything else. Usually at least a quarter of a pound, if not significantly more than a quarter of a pound. And a corn dog is very, very, it's like smaller than a hot dog with corn breading around it. It's not at all on the same...
I'm not sure you did yourself any good.
It's not at all on the same level as a burger.
So wait a minute. When you say it's not at all the same, mm-hmm. a baby bird's not at all the same as a hamburger, but a hot dog dipped in batter and fried is something the same as a hamburger.
And if I ate 15 baby birds, that wouldn't be weird either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So as you guys know, I do lives for Ophthalmology Associates. Dr. Greg Birdie is my doc, and he's a fan of the show, and he was listening while I talked about having my eye ailment. Oh. So I had Rach take a couple of uber creepy pictures. In the one, my eye, all I can see is the white, and I'm pulling my eyelid up. And he said, yeah, it looks like I have an early sty, and he's going to call in some antibiotic drops for me. Isn't that nice?
That's nice. Great.
Super nice.
Yeah, cool.
Well, and it's got to be interesting to be a doctor. And have all of your friends constantly at all times. And have all your friends constantly at all times being like sending a super close up of their arm, like my arm feels weird.
Yeah.
Man, that was my world like 20 years ago, like before the internet.
When you were a doctor?
It's like, what do you think for fantasy this week? Literally all the time because, you know, you're always doing sports, but now it's not even a thing because there's so much information.
Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have actor John Grise on, who is Uncle Rico.
Nice.
From Napoleon Dynamite. As you know, Napoleon Dynamite looms large in the DGS sky, especially Uncle Rico. And so I'm really looking forward to that. That is a couple minutes past 2 p.m. Someone was asking me, I thought this was interesting. Steve, our boss, for obvious reasons, because we're trying to young up KMOX, doesn't like us or me talking about how old we are. But it's one where it's an ongoing battle because I am what I am, like Popeye. And as you guys know, I just turned 61 over the weekend. That sounds crazy. And I pulled my quad 3 weeks ago playing baseball. And someone asked me how it was. And I said, you know, it's my first time to heal as an older person. And they kind of laughed. And I'm like, oh, I meant that. Like, that's a weird thing. Like, I've not injured myself for 20 years. Not like that.
No, I know
like
what you mean.
You stub a toe or something, you know, you get a cold or throw up. But I hadn't injured myself for 20 years. So that was weird.
Yeah, and you probably did, because I do this all the time too, is I get hurt more often than that. And then I wonder, all right, is this because I'm not 30 and I'm 50 now? Or is it because I actually hurt it worse than I
right.
think I did?
Yeah. Right. Life's like that.
You're like, is it supposed to take a week for that to go away?
And then, you know, you get to be a certain age, like my mom and the president, and you start bruising just from life. Just being alive and breathing bruises you.
And yeah, don't bump the counter.
Yeah. So I'm going to celebrate 61.
Yeah?
This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
61, damn it. Got a lot of life to live.
And think about 61 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You're a little different
pretty much,
world.
Pretty much done.
Wouldn't have been playing baseball, I'll tell you that.
Probably not.
I might have been a starting pitcher for the Red Sox back then. seemed like a sliding scale.
What would your 100 years ago nickname be?
Oh, boy. They're all dirty.
I know. I'm really struggling to come up with one I can say on the radio.
You'd be corn dog.
Corn sure. dog, yeah.
I'll
yeah.
take it. Hot corn dog.
That's the one I wanted.
Corn dog ace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.